Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Lamed. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed and the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes brings a sugya of Tefillas HaDerech, and there are many practical halachas, but I want to discuss one chakira that's a fundamental chakira in the Ikar Takana of Tefillas HaDerech, and that is Tefillas HaDerech a tefillah and a bakasha, or it's like a bracha, like we finish, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Tefillah. So if you take a look in the Torah says that the reason why you don't start the Tefillas HaDerech with Baruch is because it's a Tefillah Ba'alma. It's a Tefillah Ba'alma Shemispale, Lakadish Baruch Hu, Shealichenu, Lishalom, Ve'eno Kebirchas Hanenin. It's not like a Birchas Hanenin. Ve'loi Kebirchas Tiknu Al Shema Ma'ura. It's not a Bracha that Chazal Mesakin on a specific incident happening. Ela Bakashas Rachamim. A person has to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for Rachmanis to watch over him as he travels. And because it's a very, very long tefillah, Chazal were geyser, umesakin, that a person should end it off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. That's Shitas Hari. However, the Torah continues and says that the Remeir Mirutenberg, when he would leave his house in the morning and go on the way, he would make sure to say the Tefillas HaDerech immediately after the Brach of Gemel Chasadim Toivim, in order that he should have a Brach Asmucha L'Chaverta, which would seem to indicate that he held that it was a Bracha, and therefore it had the Halacha that a Bracha needs to be a Brach Asmucha L'Chaverta. The Ravid in Chuvis Upsakim Simon Mem Dalad asks the following question. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Beis says that any Bracha that doesn't have in it Shemul Machos is not a Bracha. So he asks, what's with Tefillas HaDerech? How come Tefillas HaDerech doesn't have Shemu Malchus? And his answer is, because this that the Gemara says, that you have to have Shemu Malchus to be considered a bracha, is only a bracha kavua. But a bracha which doesn't have a kfius, there's no din that it has to have Shemu Malchus. Therefore, Tefillas HaDerech, which is not a bracha kavua, it's not said at specific times, it's said when you're traveling, therefore it doesn't have to have Shemu Malchus in the bracha. So that's clear the Ravid holds, that Tefillas HaDerech is a regular bracha. The Avud Aram brings the Ravid in Birchas Ariyo Shvach, and he says that it's not a bracha, it's Rachamim Ba'alma. Therefore, it doesn't have to have Shemu Malchus. Another Nafkamina is brought in Kinyan Torah, Chelik Bey's Simon Kufya test, and he discusses whether or not a person can be Moitzi someone else, who's a Baki, Midin Shemei Ka'ina. And he says, it depends how you understand Tefillas HaDerech. If it's a tefillah, then a tefillah, you can't be moitzi someone who's a baki. However, if it's a bracha, you can be moitzi the person, even if he's a baki. Another nafkamina would be someone who's an einan. Does he say tefillas HaDerech or not? An einan doesn't make brachas, but he could ask for bakashas or rachamim. Another nafkamina may be someone who has to travel on Shabbos. If you say that it's a tefillah and a bakasha, there might be a problem of saying a bakasha on Shabbos. However, if it's a bracha, it wouldn't be a problem at all. Have a wonderful day.